let's face it, dads have a lot of hats to wear. The trouble is, sometimes it's easy to try to say, oh, that's your hat, that's my hat. One of the places this often happens is at church. But in sacrament meeting, guess whose job it is to take kids out if they act up? That's right, good old dad. Now, some of you are going to be saying, well, what about mom? And you're at least partially right. Certainly, there's times when dad can't be the one to take kids out. But let me show you something that President Boyd K. Packer said that I find very interesting. The reverence we speak of does not equate with absolute silence. We must be tolerant of little babies, even from an occasional outburst from a toddler being ushered out to keep him from disturbing the peace. And here's the good part. Unless the father is on the stand, he should do the ushering. Unquote. You hear that last part? Unless the father's on the stand, he should do the ushering. Now, I personally resemble that remark because it's the moment you're comfortable in church that things start getting crazy. Now, my wife and I have tried a lot of different methods, but there's one that seems to work better than the others. Let's say your kids start screaming in church. Now, of course, your first thought is, I gotta get this kid out of here! And you're right. So take the kid out. But whatever you do, when you get out there, don't sit out in the foyer and let the kid go to town. I know that's tempting, but there's a better way. You know how in a lot of the rooms in the church, they've got that little dial thing that you can turn and it makes the sound come from the chapel? That's your trick. Find one of those rooms, switch on the dial, and turn it full blast. Then close the door, get out one of the handy-dandy folding chairs, and then say, guess what, kid? Sit there! Hopefully your kid will be as smiley as she is now, but not likely. Then get out another folding chair, sit and say, okay, you're staying right there until you're all quiet again. You can explain to them that church is a place where we're supposed to be reverent. And if they can learn to be reverent here in time out, then they can go back in and sit with the family. Now this works well because in sacrament meeting, they may not be able to run around a lot, but they can wander around the bench a little bit and they can do some coloring or some very gentle activity like that. But in time out, they sit on the chair and there's not much else to do because it's a folding chair. What can you do on a folding chair? If they can reach other stuff, you might want to move the other stuff or scoot the chair out to somewhere where they can't reach anything. And then when this action stops, you can go back in. So the next time you have a screamer in church, that's how you do it. And when you take them back in, don't be afraid. If 5 seconds passes and they start it up again, get them back out of there. The point is to make the meeting reverent for the people in the chapel and for your kid to learn how to be reverent. And this is a way you can be hands-on with reverence, have some room for error, and drive the lesson in nicely. Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed at Dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!
If you chance to meet a frown, do not let it stay.
Quickly turn it upside down and swallow it all the day. Wait and eat.